time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Pam Boyd. She is the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. And I will tell you what, it makes you good to hear stories, feel good to hear stories like this. One of our local corporation and one of their corporate partners just made a very sizable donation to the United Way of Eastern Utah. We're going to talk about that with her and what the funds are going to go to and help here in the area with the United Way, because these are just good stories, and we need to get these stories out there as well. Pam, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and it's great to be able to share great news, isn't it?
It is, and you know, I heard about this, and like I said, that is unbelievable. So I'm going to let you kind of tell the story.
Well, we got a call from the folks over at the Huntington plant with Rocky Mountain Power, saying that they had a big check to give to us. Now, I didn't know if big check meant size, you know, like a big check, poster board check, or a big check in money. And guess what? It was both.
I was going to say, it turned out to be both, didn't it?
Yeah. And so last Friday, they presented us a check for $31,590. And that represents donations from corporate giving. It represents donations from the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation. And really close to our hearts, you know, it represents money that employees have given to United Way of Eastern Utah through, you know, paycheck donations and through workplace fundraisers. And I just could not be more dumbfounded by the amount, and we're grateful for the support.
And as you said, Rocky Mountain Power is one of your main corporate sponsors anyway, right?
Yeah, we call them cornerstone sponsors. Now, the name is really indicative of what they are. They're the cornerstone that allows us to build up our programs and our presence in the communities that we serve. And we could not exist without cornerstones like Rocky Mountain Power.
And you were saying, too, that now when you apply for a grant, there are stipulations where that grant money can be spent.
Yeah.
And so you have to spend them on specific things and those kinds of things like that. Now, with a cornerstone grant or the cornerstone money that you got, you can use these to enhance all of the programs that you're already doing, can't you?
Yeah, this funding is so vital to be able to do the programs that we want to do, because I can apply to wonderful entities. Recently received a grant from the Sorensen Family Foundation for shoes, for Souls to Souls. You know, we have this shoe program that if a school kid in our service area needs shoes, we will get shoes on their feet, because we believe that's literally the foundation of learning. And, you know, if your feet are hurting and your shoes don't fit, it's really hard to concentrate on your lessons. So we need money to buy shoes to be able to get shoes to kids. And, you know, I can take that to a grant agency and say, I will use this money to buy shoes. And it's a very important part of the program. But why this Rocky Mountain Power Foundation, power company donation is so important is that it also means that we can use the money from that to buy shoes. We can also use it on gas that we can take our pop-up shoe shops down and out through different parts of the district. So, for instance, we did a pop-up shoe shop in Monticello in September. And you know what? It costs a lot of money to fill up your trailer and your truck and get down to Monticello with a big load of shoes. And, you know, there's just other costs associated with doing these programs that aren't the product themselves.
And so, we talk about that because it is coming up, and you had such a great experience with it last time. You will be having a pop-up here in Carbon County again, but you talked about being able, once again, you'll head down to Monticello, and now you can go up into the basin with this as well, because that's all part of your region as well, isn't it?
Yeah, we are a 7-county Eastern Utah. They are not kidding when they say Eastern Utah, because we range from Daggett County down to San Juan County, and just the whole space of ground between Utah and the Colorado border. So we're really excited that we can reach out and do more in that area. And that's, you know, because of Rocky Mountain Power, we can do that. And, you know, I have to step away for a second and say, you know, while we can spend it on additional costs that are associated with doing these programs, what I will do is we will pledge that every cent of that money is going to go to help us fulfill our mission in our 7-county area of, you know, increasing awareness of health issues, of helping with education issues, and helping people as they deal with financial instability. And, you know, that's our mission. And that's where this money will go.
And that is, you brought that up, and that is a great thing, that every, as you said, every penny will be spent in this area helping people right here and through United Way. And once again, of course, you know, Soul to Souls and the Shoe Pop-Up isn't the only one that you're going to be able to kind of help out with. You've got like the Angel Tree and those kinds of things. Will this help to enhance that a little?
Oh, yeah. You know, Angel Tree, the need just gets bigger every Christmas. And you know what? We have people come in late to the program. We have wonderful sponsors. You know, we act as the clearinghouse. We put applicant families together with sponsors who provide the Christmas gifts. But, you know, we have people that come in late to the program and, you know, we've already given all our stuff out. And, you know, United Way picks up that. We pick up a lot of adults that come into the program. And, you know, because we're asking sponsors to help these families, we believe strongly that we put skin in the game, too. You know, we also give funding for that program. And then, you know, we discussed earlier Live, Love, Local, which is our cancer assistance program where we provide gas gift cards to people so they can travel to receive treatment once they've received a cancer diagnosis. We love this program because we say, you know, it takes one thing off your plate. When you've got a plate full of worry, we've got one thing we can deal with.
Well, and you know, I think if you look at it throughout the whole, that's what the United Way is about. We're going to take one thing and we're going to help you with that. It's just like you were saying about the shoe situation, you know? That's one thing that a kid shouldn't have to worry about, that going to school. So if you can take one thing off of somebody's plate, that's a huge, huge difference in their life.
Yeah, and this is one of the things I'm most proud about this local United Way is that, you know, the problems are big, Dave. I mean, they're so big. Like, how do you give kids a better start at school when there's so many issues right now that kids face in our schools and our teachers face, you know, school violence and just substance abuse, you know, just so big problems. And how do you have an effect on that? Well, you take one thing. Take one thing. If everybody takes one thing, and our thing is, you know, shoes. We just believe that you shouldn't have to worry about your feet when you're at school. And, you know, when you're battling cancer, you shouldn't have to worry about how you're going to get to the treatment. And with gas at, you know, and hovering around the $4 a gallon price, you know, we're finding more and more people coming to the program. I mean, we did $16,000 worth of gas cards in 2002 and, you know, on pace to be doing that again in 2003. We're thrilled that people are taking advantage of the program. We're thrilled that people are applying. And so that says to us, this is making a difference, you know?
It definitely, definitely is. Now, if anyone is interested in helping out with the United Way or doing anything like that, what do they need to do? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can always email me at liveunited@uweu.org. They can call at 435-637-8911. And we're currently redoing, we're getting geared up to do a website revamp. So I will be up here in a couple of months really touting the new website and the services they can do from that. And yeah, that's uweu.org. But you know what? Coming soon, much bigger and better.
All right. Pam Boyd, the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, talking about a great donation from Rocky Mountain Power and all the good that it's going to do here in our area. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. And I always end it by saying live united.
Absolutely, as you should. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.